You are listening to episode 63 of the FitzPro podcast, and the plan today is to go over basically a quarterly review of quarter one of 2020, and then quarterly planning for quarter two of 2020. Obviously, I'm early, but we will get into that and why I am doing it now versus at the beginning of quarter two. So if you are an entrepreneur, this is definitely one that you're going to want to listen to. And for anyone who is not an entrepreneur but loves planning, this is also going to work for you as well. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs. AKA not your average FitzPro, and my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. Alright, welcome back to the FitzPro podcast, fam. Remember that until I am back in real-time recording podcasts, which technically I am right now, we just got to Australia and we are somewhat self-quarantined, so I am going to record a crap ton of podcasts while we are here, as our Airbnb is super good for recording podcasts, but you already know I am under a blanket as usual. So, remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month as well. That will be in the show notes as well as Annie's weekly wrap. You can subscribe to Annie's weekly wrap at anniemiller.co/news. That is my weekly newsletter with everything that you could possibly imagine that goes out to everyone on my main mailing list. So you can, again, subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. All right, this is early, and I clearly have not recapped my entire first quarter, but I have gathered all of the data thus far and started planning quarter two. I really hate waiting to plan a quarter until I am in that quarter. It feels very behind to me. So if you're new here and I haven't mentioned it yet, I prefer to be like a month or two ahead of schedule with as much as I possibly can. And that definitely pertains to my business. That way I only am doing, you know, the real time work with things that absolutely have to be done in real time. So I try to minimize real-time work as much as possible. For instance, during a launch, all of the emails and posts and Canva images, those are all done. The emails are pre-scheduled, and all I am doing during a launch is showing up in real time on social media and viewing my numbers. That's it. Therefore, we are here discussing quarter one and two while we are still in quarter one. If you don't use quarterly planning and you're an entrepreneur, I highly suggest it. That is something that I wish I would have started way earlier in business. You don't need a complex or highly established business already in order to benefit from quarterly planning. In fact, I would argue using quarterly planning is going to help you become an established and successful business if used properly. I like Amber McHugh's Fresh Start Planner. I think it's Fresh Start Planner and Workbook. I'll link it in the show notes. I use that for my more tactical business planning, and then I use Hillary Rushford's Elegant Excellence Journal for the more like life, emotional, dreaming aspect of my business. I really like the balance of both of those, and I think the emotional health and awareness and aligning your life and your business are very, very important. I don't think you can fully separate the two personally. So I like to have both of those planners, like I said, one for the like very tactical revenue goals, aligning your offers and things like that from Amber McHugh's planner. And then also just that emotional health and kind of keeping you grounded through Hillary Rushford's Elegant Excellence Journal. So those will both be linked in the show notes. I'm not sponsored by either of those. They're just legitimately what I use, and I love them both. So that's where I do my actual quarterly planning and monthly planning. As for quarter one of 2020, we must discuss my annual goals, because that's where these quarterly goals and markers come from. In quarter one so far, I am on track for my annual revenue goal, which is lovely, right? That's a good place to be. This is the joy in tracking numbers, in doing quarterly goals, because if I wasn't on track for that goal or any goal, it would not be the end of the world. I would just need to either change the goal or determine how I am going to reach that goal in the coming quarters, right? Looking at the numbers can be scary, but once you do, there's freedom in finding direction from those numbers. So it's always why I encourage people to look at numbers no matter where you are in business. And, you know, outside of business, looking at numbers or having a goal that you can actually track is so important. So we're on track for the annual revenue goal. If you don't have revenue goals, I also encourage you to make that and then look at how that might happen. How much does your offer cost? How many would you need to sell of that offer? How many launches or pushes does that mean? And so on. It's a good practice to get into, even if you're just starting out. In quarter one, I also had a Fitzbro Foundations launch and a Built by Annie push, as well as downsells from each of those to other lower or middle priced items. And that simply means that, like I said, I had an enrollment period for those main higher price point programs, Fitzbro Foundations and Built by Annie, and then I had a promo of some kind for another supporting offer right after those bigger enrollment phases, and that would have been to something like Power Hours or Instagram 101, or then something like the Big Lift Audit or Body Weight for Weightlifters after Built by Annie. Both of those launches went great, and I want to dive into the context of those because it's important to look at going forward. I have launches coming in quarter two, and the numbers and data from quarter one are useful to me in planning those quarter two launches. I hope that that's obvious enough to understand. I straight up nailed the Fitzbro launch and downsell to Instagram 101. It was my fourth or fifth launch, I think, of Fitzbro Foundations. Therefore, I have data from four or five launches because I started tracking from the first launch of Fitzbro Foundations. So I have all this data that I can, you know, look at and then use in my launches going forward. I felt that I'd found the timing of what information to deliver when throughout the launch. But it was also the first week of the new year of 2020. And that means that people are ready to start something new. This is the context that I was talking about. They're inspired to take action and sign up for things. Therefore, I take that context into consideration. That's part of the process in business. You kind of learn your seasons, right? When are people most willing to and ready to buy, to invest, and to start a new program? Ideally, we're selling during those times, and we only figure that out through experience. You're not going to know all of that until you actually start selling in different seasons and determine what those seasons are, what works for you, when are your people ready. We want to maximize that. So in tracking my numbers for that launch, I was able to plan the next launch, which will be this month. It might be going on actually when this goes live. Whatever, it's soon, it's in March. It'll be mid to the end of March. And the emails have already started going out to the waitlist. I realize it's still quarter one, but this launch will cross over into quarter two and affect quarter two. So I needed to have all of that planned ahead of time. I tried a new program last round for a downsell to Instagram 101, and that went very well, way better than expected. It was the first time doing that. So I do plan to do something similar for future launches. And just like last round, I'll track the numbers and see how it goes, right? Context in the last round may have led it to go really well. And then maybe this round it doesn't go well. Maybe it does. But either way, I will track those numbers and the context within that launch to see, you know, if it's successful or not and maybe why. So currently, things like the coronavirus are going on. This is an opportune time to sell some things, and it's a time to pull back on other things, right? But with that, no matter what I do, I am going to track my numbers to see kind of what happens in a scenario like this, just for example. As far as Built by Annie goes, I reached my goal for getting a certain amount of ladies in the doors for that launch or push phase in the kind of middle beginning of quarter one of 2020, but I did something very different this round and I want to discuss that. So back in November, I did a birthday month promo for 4 weeks. That was the first time I'd ever done something like that. We call this a push versus a launch. And it's not something new, right? I'm just opening the doors and closing it. That went amazing and actually led to the opening and closing of Built by Annie that I am practicing now. Between the end of January and the first week of February, I cut the push down to 10 days and I got 4 people short of what I got during that month-long push in November. That's huge. What that tells me is that I can shorten the push time and get the same amount of humans in the door, right? That's more efficient. That's what we're always going for. I've already planned my next enrollment phase of Built by Annie. I took both the previous pushes from November and from the beginning of 2020, and I put together pieces that I felt worked really well in order to create the next push. Again, that's the power of tracking your numbers. It just gives you data so that you can do better for yourself and for your people in the future. For instance, there will be a longer pre-push period to the waitlist this round before it even goes live to the public. That's something I'm gonna try this round. And that was based on the last 2 launches and kind of some data that I got from that. It's all just trial and error, you guys. It's, you know, launching, it's collecting data, and then it's trying something new or repeating the same thing and tracking the data again. This is the fun stuff, you guys. If you're in your first year or two of business in online fitness, stick with it and keep improving your offer or your offers. I used to loathe launching and marketing. I've talked about this a million times, but a big part of that was not understanding launching or how to speak to my ideal client. Now it's a huge part of my work and I thoroughly enjoy the process of planning launches and pushes. I think it also lays out my seasons, so I also like that as a byproduct. You know, I can see my next 4 months and the flow that is going to come from my work and these launches and what I need to set in place. So that kind of gives me the structure that I like in my business. And again, that's just from experience. Just keep going and trying stuff, you guys. And that is exactly why we're discussing quarterly planning and reviews. Another takeaway from my quarter was having my assistant do more work for me. For instance, I had her track all of my launch numbers. That includes things like sales page views, email opens and click rates, enrollments, revenue, and so on. Then I filled in the context in that same shared Google Sheet of what I was doing on Instagram or not doing, which allows me to then understand those numbers, right? Numbers are great, but we also need to understand the context of those numbers. So I traditionally track that myself, but being able to just open our Google Sheet and see the numbers every day was seriously a joyous piece of my life and business for that period of time. That was a huge win for me. Handing that over to her and then experiencing the magic in letting her do that, she wins. It was great. I absolutely loved it. And obviously now I'm going to have her continue to track those numbers for launches for me so that I can get the data, but I can just focus on launching and then look at the numbers that she is tracking for me. So that was amazing, huge change, and something that I will continue doing. Now, I have to not only align my business launches and pushes, but also those launches and pushes with my world travel. So for those of you that don't know, if you're new here, my husband and I travel the world. My business fuels that. I am the breadwinner in our relationship, but traveling the world is truly our lifestyle. Therefore, I need to plan my business tasks in a way that works for our nomadic lifestyle. For instance, from February 16th to March 9th, we were on a road trip through Patagonia. A goal I had during that time was to draft a crap ton of Instagram posts and podcasts through April and May, review my monthly numbers, and plan launches and pushes for quarter two. That was my priority during that road trip because we had a lot of time on the road and I could work in the car as long as it was mostly a straight road, otherwise I get sick. But this was vital due to the fact that when the road trip ended, we had 5 days in Buenos Aires and then now 5 days in Melbourne. Then it is on to another road trip in Japan for 30 days, followed by a 20-some day road trip through New Zealand, all of course pending the coronavirus, but so far we've been fine. Which means all of the things need to be prepared and ready within the 10 days that I have slash had in Buenos Aires and Melbourne, because I'm definitely not preparing anything or coming up with anything new while we're on two 30 and 20 day road trips, right? So another huge goal in quarter one was to get our taxes prepped and paid before the Patagonia road trip. Having that done and being able to just move forward in preparation for 2020 2020 taxes was a relief. I wanted that to be done, got that done. So quarter one was a success, and there is always room for improvement. We started our 2020 travels. I had the first Fitzbro launch of 2020, and it was the best yet. I learned a ton, and it went really well. I had a huge downsell to Instagram 101. I opened second enrollment for Built by Annie, of its type, right? That was something new that I was trying, and I reached my enrollment goals, which is always great. I also opened and filled power hour spots for quarter two planning. I planned a shite ton of podcast and Instagram content for the coming month and months. And yes, some of that is changing with the coronavirus because I want to be sensitive to that and what people are consuming and need to consume and are wanting to consume. And we are on track for our annual revenue goals. That was quarter one. It was great. I'm loving it. 2020, hashtag goals. Quarter two brings more launches, a BBA push, and brilliant downselling that my assistant suggested to me, power hour spots for quarter three planning, as well as mad personal planning for quarter three, because we will be in the States during that time period. From early June to early September, we will be stateside, and I'll be going ham working, planning out the rest of 2020 and 2021, because hopefully we will be in Europe all through that time and we'll be moving pretty quick. So I want to be as prepared as possible for that. I can't lay out my business plans until we have the travel plans sketched out, because I've learned to, like I said, align my business work with my travels. There's really just no other way for me if I want to enjoy both my business and the world travels that we do, which is, of course, my goal, right? That's my hashtag financial freedom. My annual goals were multiple six figures. Yes, there is a specific number there, but I am not going to reveal that to you. 100 humans enrolling in Built by Annie, and we are still working on this. We are, you know, as on track as I can be for that. It's a new thing, so we'll see how those numbers turn out. Not create any new offers. Simply to align my launch and my current offers, to maximize my current offers that I have. That was the goal for 2020. And email list growth, which is going great via having my wait list as well as my free 3-day mobility and core. And I also recently paired with another brand that I am stoked about. It's not Aerie, so calm down. Someday I will make that happen, fam. Aerie needs me. I can feel it. They just don't know it yet. So keep an eye out for that brand on Insta, the brand that I actually paired with. I will be posting something for them hopefully soon, pending my sister coming to Japan. And I added a personalized link tree via my site, which you can access through the link in my bio on Instagram if I am not currently launching something. That's all I got. Take up quarterly planning if you haven't yet. It's super helpful, I promise. It keeps you on track and honest with your progress. For instance, in 2019, I realized in quarter two that I had made way too many goals for the year, and I just wasn't going to reach them. That was just the fact. I needed to choose, you know, one or two of those goals and go all in on those. Otherwise, I was going to make minimal progress with all of the four goals and not actually accomplish them. So here is to planning and reviewing your goals. Go team. I hope that you start. I hope you check out those planners that I love and that one of them works for you. If you loved this episode or find value here, head over to iTunes and leave the show 5 stars and a written review. It is more appreciated than you know. And remember that I am now giving a review of the week, or choosing a review of the week, and putting that in the show notes and in Annie's weekly wrap. And then from those weekly winners, I will be choosing a monthly winner, and that will be again in Annie's weekly wrap. That person will receive 50% off any non-membership program that I choose on the business or the fitness side, plus a free set of some kind from Frey Skincare. And remember that you can always use my code FDBA to save at least 15% on any Frey Skincare sets or products. If you are not on my main mailing list, make sure that you get there, because that is where all of the podcast listener discounts are, at the bottom of the weekly email. And again, that is where I will be announcing winners of the week and of the month. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the FitsPro Podcast.